Hi, just a quick producer's note. This is from our live episode, which we recorded at Caveat in the Lower East Side, New York, courtesy of the Scroll Theatre. Thank you to everyone who let us do it. We didn't record the first like 10 seconds of Lindsay's intro, where she says, "Hello, welcome to Hot Goss, a show where we, you know, the usual intro that she does." So it's going to cut in like 10 seconds after, and you would have all been able to like pick it up from context clues. I trust in you, you're very smart, but I thought I'd add this just in case you're freaked out by being suddenly dropped in the middle of it. Okay, thanks, bye.
You all, the hottest gossip there is. And when we say hottest gossip, it is the most scandalous, the most secret, and it is in fact facts. Because Trash as a Team loves facts, and it means our gossip is 100% reliable because none of it is potentially hearsay. It's all truth. My name's Lindsay. A little fact about myself, I am British but sound more Australian most of the time. It's because I lived in Sydney, and when I came back, I was like, this seems like a better souvenir than a snow globe of the Opera House. If you're really wondering where is she from, extra fact, Walton-on-Thames, same town as Julie Andrews, aka Mary Poppins. Yeah. Thank you. I don't know her. If anyone's like, cut me in, I can't. She left town way before I was born. We are going to be coming to you for some audience participation tonight. Don't worry, it won't be threatening. I just said I'm British, so I'll apologize before I make you do anything that makes you feel awkward. But Kurt, we would love to get started just by sharing the first fact. So if I could get the photo of a group of people up, that would be wonderful. And I'm going to ask you all a little true or false question. Look at these guys having a great time. Imagine they're posing for a photograph. So true or false, please shout out. In the 1840s, instead of saying cheese, people said prunes when they took a photograph. True or false? Oh, wow. You're all gonna go away learning so much because it's true. In the 1840s, they found a big cheesy grin too childish, so they said prunes because it would let them all pout. So anyone wanna get a pout out there on Instagram or TikTok, prunes, the best word for you. And if we could get the photo of the one person up. No. That's okay, we'll get to the guy, we'll come back to the guy. Not only did the 1840s get a keyword for you to do that amazing pout face, there was this guy, Robert Carlyle, and he took the first selfie in 1839. So actually, selfies are almost coming up for their centennial anniversary. My next fact, and we do want that shark, I'm going to get you to call out which of the following you think is most dangerous. Is it a shark? Next image, please. A vending machine? Next image. Or people celebrating? Which of these do you think is most dangerous? I have heard some people call out people celebrating. You are correct. 24 people a year die just from popping a champagne bottle. 5 to 10 people get killed by vending machines. On average, up to 5 people get killed by sharks. Has anyone here shook a vending machine to get their snack out? Yeah. Okay, great. So I don't want you to risk your life ever again. So I have some snacks. Never shake a vending machine again. Never ever shake a vending machine. Keep these with you. Keep them with you and say, Lindsay, save my life. There's a whole bag, so please, if I didn't get them to everyone, there's more. Perfect. We will be coming back to you for more audience participation, and you could get to win a Starbucks voucher worth $20. Don't worry, we didn't buy them. We don't support Starbucks. We didn't steal them either, so win-win. I would now love to bring out the other people from Trash, so please welcome to the stage, Shem and Chloe. Hello.
Hello.
Shem, please share a little fact about yourself with the audience.
Hello, my name is Shem. I also talk like this. I guess I recently discovered that my vibe is British children's TV presenter who has just discovered what the word zaddy means. So that's factual. Very exciting. And Chloe?
I'm Chloe. I talk like this. When I'm in my element, I am talking in a Boston accent. I'm from Boston, so we are related. I tipped your tea.
True or false?
Yeah, it's true. I tipped your tea years ago. Hundreds.
You're talking to Lindsay, not me.
I'm not you.
I'm aggressively Jamaican.
You are Jamaican.
Thank you both. We do have a special guest tonight, and I'm delighted to bring them out now. They are a writer, performer, comedian, improviser. They've been working on an Audible show. Please welcome to the stage, Matthew Starr. Woo!
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh my God, I'm so thrilled to be here.
Please.
Truly, so thrilled.
That's amazing. Do you have a little fact about yourself to
I do. A small fact. Hi, I'm Matt, everybody. A fun fact about me, the lamest thing about me is I've only ever bought weed legally.
I love that. I never have bought it, so please give me directions and I'll do that with you.
Go west all the way to California. Okay.
I mean, Chloe, you could change that right now.
No, I... Any fucking cops?
Are any of you fucking cops? Does anyone hear a goddamn cop? Because I'm clean.
All right, we're safe. I'm not. If you go in my bag, it's in the green room.
I don't need weed. I'm just saying I'm only in my body.
No, okay.
Beautiful. So tonight, Matt, Chloe, and Shem are all going to share a fact. As we go, we will rate the facts and see how hot they are. But at the end of the night, it is your job as the audience to pick which you think is the hottest fact of the show. Don't worry, we will recap at the end. No need to make notes. But if you're like me, feel free to make notes anyway. Shem.
What?
Please take it away with the first fact.
Ah, shit, I put them in the wrong order.
Okay, Chloe, Chloe.
Me?
Take us away with the first fact.
Okay, mine is, I guess... Quick, simple. Big Bird of Sesame Street was almost on the Challenger flight that went down. And not just like, oh, Big Bird, like the actual actor puppeteer that was Big Bird, Carol Spinney. NASA reached out in 86 or 85 as part of the like teacher, like get kids excited for space, which people then did go on and die. One of them literally took Big Bird's place.
If Big Bird had died on the Challenger, I don't think kids would read again.
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, if that had happened, I should say the reason it didn't happen is only because his costume was too big.
Yeah. That's huge. Has anybody here ever seen how Big Bird works? Like, there's a whole TV screen like inside of his chest. Oh my God. You can't see it there. I expect there's no tech support, so you don't expect me to know that. But, like, Big Bird is the opposite of NASA.
Yeah.
So manual.
But, yeah, an entire generation of kids almost lost their friend and had to, like, face mortality at the same time in 1986.
It also would have been really disrespectful to the astronauts who did die, because there's no way Sesame Street wouldn't have just made another Big
Bird. Absolutely.
Like, oh, well, Big Bird's fine. He survived.
He survived.
All those punk-ass astronauts.
Take that, your seventh grade teacher. What? It's also, like, wild that they'd put a flightless bird in space. That feels like against God.
You identify Big Bird as a flightless bird?
I've never seen Big Bird fly.
I mean, I haven't either, but I just never would have thought, like, I haven't thought of him as an ostrich or an emu or anything.
I think he's in that genre. As I said that, I almost went into, like, Dumbo Crow voice. but, like, I'm not allowed to do that anymore.
I love that you said the actor, not, like, Big Bird in the costume, because that would have been more fun to me if they were like, go on in the costume.
I just, I feel like we wouldn't do that. Like, you're a famous actor who played, like,
right.
I don't know. Who plays the Muppets? I don't know. But I don't think we would send up the actual person who plays the Muppet. Would we? Shem, you're saying we would.
Yeah, we would definitely send Elmo into space. Like, the technology's there.
And we should.
And we should.
But do you think we would risk the life of the voice of Elmo? Or, like...
Yes, the... If you've learned anything, it's the voice of Elmo is replaceable.
I didn't... The voice of Elmo is here. I didn't mean to insult. I don't know.
Chloe.
Have any other fictional characters been sent to space? Do we know this?
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't look that up. I don't think so.
I know Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon has been sent to space, which is like a real album. So, not what you asked. but in that same genre of like things that shouldn't be in space.
You know, just because we're in front of a live audience, stop pandering to the audience with your Pink Floyd references, Shem.
I know a Gilmore fan when I see one. my version of the Gilmore Girls is just people really into Dave Gilmore.
I would watch the Gilmore Girls if that was the Gilmore Girls. If it was like, well, we're the daughters of Pink Floyd's lead singer.
Chloe, I think your fact is as hot as the album... Sesame Street Saturday Night Fever, which is a hot, hot album of them singing Bee Gees classics.
Thank you.
Chloe, I think your fact is as hot as the Pointer Sisters song Pinball Count 7, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, which I love. I genuinely love. I heard that as a small child. It got me through the numbers. And then I recently discovered that was its name and it's by the Pointer Sisters. That's how hot your fact was.
Thank you so much, Shem.
I think, Chloe, I think your fact is as hot as David Bowie confusingly is in every time he's on screen in any Jim Henson property.
Moving the bone. Yeah.
It's beautiful. Shem. Oh, wait, no. Before we go on to the next fact, does anyone in the audience have a fact they would like to share with us? Please? Is the sigh because the fact is too heavy to bear? And you're like, well, I have this fact, man.
Everybody's like, I only have a fucking opinion. It's like,
No, it's because it scared you.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Did
somebody look into Carol Spinney for murder at one point?
Wow.
Oh.
Whoa. Well, I'm not winning this fucking game. What?
Okay, the Wi-Fi's on here. It's like, go for it, and then on the next round, there's a Starbucks gift card in it for you, definitely. This is very exciting.
All right, now, Shem.
Anticlimactically, I just had like a small fact about a research paper that some scientists, I love a research paper. Some scientists were studying the effect of cocaine on bees. and it makes them dance more. if they were giving a bunch
What do you mean more?
I'm glad you asked. Yeah. So bees, as we all know, bees dance to like communicate information. And it's like, oh, I found a bunch of honey. It's over here. That's like a traditional like bee way of expressing information. They're like, oh, there's honey. But when they're on cocaine, they're like, oh, there's loads of honey. There's loads of fucking honey. So they dance way more and they exaggerate how much honey they found. And I know it's pollen, but it's more fun to say honey. So they exaggerate the quantity of fine they have, and then they dance more frenetically. Their other functions are unaffected. And then they also suffer withdrawal symptoms when they take them off the cocaine. So there's a bunch of like strung out bees in like a laboratory somewhere. I think this is in New Zealand. It's in my phone. But yeah, it was study they were doing to like figure out like why cocaine is bad. And they were trying to like work out, because it has like a different effect on mammals than it does to insects. And there's, it's very detailed and long, and I don't want to like bore you all with science, but I'm at My Show With Life on Instagram. If you send me a DM, I will send you a lot of information about this. But yeah, bees on coked up bees dance is my fact.
Hang on. Lindsay. No,
I was gonna say, I just genuinely forgot as you were saying this that you said it was an experiment, and I was like, was the queen taking it? Was she involved? Like, what was happening? I was like, ooh, and then you're like in the and the laboratory. I was like, oh yeah.
The queen was furious they were cutting into her supply.
Well, like, were the science, like, imagine you're the like dean or whatever of the college who has to like approve of the funding for the experiments, and the scientists come in, they're like, we want to find out why cocaine is bad. Would you approve that? Like, were they like, we're going to use bees? Don't worry, there's bees involved.
I would, but I also imagine like going to those same students a month later, and they're all like dancing, going, we have so much fucking research! We've got so much research!
And we've got loads of honey!
Yeah, the bees wrote a screenplay! Like, It's not bad. It's got some Act 3 problems.
Honey, I coked up the bees.
What's there? Sorry, go ahead. Honey, I coked up the bees.
No, I was just going to say, I hope somewhere else, like, same lab, different room, there's also bees on Molly who are just, like, delicately dancing and making out.
Next room along, just K-hole in bees.
I love your stingers.
And there's just one bee, just every 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Not ever good. One bee's just like, I've been really depressed and I just changed to SSRIs and it's really not working for me.
And in the same university, there's like a room with a bunch of bees, and they have just like X's like tattooed onto their wings, and they're just all straight edge. They're just buzzing along to Minor Threat. Like,
that's what I was thinking. Like, I feel like if I was a bee, I'd be in like the straight edge hive. Like, I'd be in the hive where I'm like, oh, it seems like they have like strobe lights and like the rave going on over there, and I guess we're just continuing to be drones. Like,
I've never said this to anyone before, Matt, but same hive.
Yeah, same hive.
The worker bee hive.
That's a special friendship we just established. If we were bees, we'd be in the same hive.
Literal hive mind thinking.
Yeah. I'd be in the hive being like, you don't just have to dance for directions. It's a way to express yourself. I'd be a coked up bee, I guess.
How hot was my fact?
Your fact is as hot as a cup of honey, ginger, and garlic when you have a cold and you make that hot, hot brew to help yourself feel better. So medicinal and hot.
Please just go to the doctor.
Sham. In fact, is as hot as a bumblebee that is out with friends, they're having a night, the bee does cocaine, and then the party says, we're going home. And they're angry now. And they also have to go home, but now they're on cocaine, they wasted cocaine, and they're home alone.
You don't know this, but that is the plot of the Transformers movie Bumblebee.
Is it really?
Bumblebee, why will we not party?
Shem, your fact is as hot as imagine the most attractive person you can think of. Imagine the most attractive person in the entire universe, and they have a beard of bees. That's what they're like. They're totally naked except for the beard of bees. Okay. That's how hot this fact is.
And that comes from another lab.
That's right. Yeah.
Bid formation.
Hive mind. Person in the corner, how is your Googling? Wait. I just remembered that. Audio.
Wait. This is an audio format that people are going to hear.
So Carol Spinney owned this huge property in Woodstock that a bunch of people worked on. somebody's working on it one day, and they open up the shed, and there's, like, a straight-up murdered body in there. And so, yeah, they call the cops. People come, and they have to question everybody. They question, they take Carol Smitty in, and they're like, Big Bird, what the fuck? And so after they, like, clear him, like, he has an alibi, it turns out just, like, his head, like, property workman just like saw a jogger and was like, today's my day.
Whoa.
And so that was the time Carol Spinney had to answer about a possible murder. Thanks again.
This is like a real life episode of Bones. I love it.
Did it say if Carol Spinney's alibi was Big Bird? Because...
Does anyone...
Big Bird came in and like spoke on his behalf and he was like, look, it's Big Bird. Seems like a pretty good guy to me.
Does anyone else have a fact they would like to share? It doesn't have to relate to any of the facts that pop up here. It can be any random fact that you love and wish to share.
It seems like you just have like a great one.
To me, windbreaker. Yeah, let's go.
So as it turns out, men seem to think more than women that they can defeat a goose in a mano wing battle. Can you elaborate on this, please?
Oh, what's very funny is you just said men think they can defeat goose in the battle more than women. Can you elaborate on this, please, to me?
You seem to have a vague understanding of
no,
what
I read. I read like some of that research. Like,
it's an egregious piece of research.
You read research on men fighting geese?
Yeah. It just tends to prove how irrational men are, that like you can defeat...
You don't
like,
have to explain to me that men are irrational. I am a man. I'm just curious, what did you Google?
There's a whole list of like animals, and then they asked, like, could you like defeat a bear or could you defeat a shark? And the women were like, no. And then men were like, show me the shark. and then geese were on that. And geese are dangerous. They can like break... Yeah, you know.
This is like that fact that like most men think they could beat Serena Williams at tennis.
It came up at a bridal party. It was bizarre. It came up at a bridal party yesterday.
Are you speaking as somebody who fought a goose?
I'm speaking as a man who's thought about it.
I mean, if any man here is saying you haven't thought about fighting a goose, you're wrong.
Kevin has. I asked you about this yesterday.
I lost.
He lost.
All right. Yeah. Well, it seems like you didn't follow your dream.
Not at all.
Why but you I? Have achieved your dream of winning a $20 Starbucks gift card.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God! Thank you. I need money. Thank you.
It's not money. It's just a Starbucks. Non-redeemable.
We stole those.
We stole them. Matthew.
Cool. I didn't send any text. So for the people in podcast land. You're in the same amount of dark as the people in the audience. Just out of curiosity, before I get into my fact, I just want to know who's in the room right now. Who would be in Team Beehive that's doing the cocaine? By round of applause. Are you in the Beehive? Cocaine Hive? Who's in the Straight Edge Hive with me and Shem? All right, this is my room. Hell yeah. You clapped quieter than the Cocaine Hive. I want you to know more people clapped. I just want you to know that.
Like, it's just people mumbling like, yeah, it would be as well.
My fact is about, I don't know if you all knew this or not, but Thomas Edison, you wanted the hottest goss.
Yeah, the hottest goss.
So we're going to take it back to the current wars. Thomas Edison employed, allegedly, a science... henchman, like a science, yeah. Like strong man, like enforcer. All right. Do we want to know more about this? Yeah. Does that sound good? His name was Harold Brown, Professor Harold Brown. Although he is totally self-educated, and his job in the current war was he was there to try to discredit Nikola Tesla and alternating current. And so the way he would do that. Is he would find alternating current generators, and then he would put on shows for people. He'd invite people to come see the dangers of alternating current. Everybody should be using Edison's direct current. Don't use Tesla's alternating current. It's too dangerous. And what he would do is he would electrocute dogs and horses in front of whole rooms of people. And he'd be like, you see how dangerous it is? And so like, this is after, and this is a direct quote here from Wikipedia, that like They describe his process here of, after much experimentation killing a series of dogs, Brown held a public demonstration on July 30th where he killed, like, dogs and a lame horse in front of a whole room of people. But it gets weirder, all right? Because after that, Westinghouse, who was working with Tesla, was like, hey, that's not cool. And so he challenged Westinghouse to a current duel, which a current duel is where he was like, I'll get electrocuted by DC current, and you get electrocuted by AC current, and we'll see who lives longer. And Westinghouse was like, absolutely not. So that didn't happen. But it gets even weirder than that, all right? Because, again, Thomas Alva Edison, right? The weird, I mean, it's weird that we all know his middle name. That's weird to me, right? That, like, all of us know his middle name. I don't know why he wanted that. But he was a real son of a bitch. And so he still wasn't done. He wanted direct current to be the only current. And so he also, like, publicly, Professor Brown here always would be like, well, yeah, you found a whole bunch of letters between me and Edison, but I don't work for him. Like, yeah, you found, like, a whole bunch of, like, yes, we hang out together and all of that, but we've never met him before or whatever. And it's like, no, you're clearly his guy. That Professor Brown, what he did, he stole a Westinghouse generator, one of Tesla's generators, and he managed to get it used for the first electric chair.
Whoa!
And so the first time a person was ever executed by electric chair, it was an axe murderer, he made sure that everybody knew it was an alternating current generator. And they used it to kill this man. And everybody was like, it was so terrifying.
Yeah.
I feel like I've horrified the room here. And I'm into it. I'm fine with it. They came for a spooky improv show and they got this. As we all know, he also got, like, managed to call, like, afterwards, he managed to, like, coin a fun term. It was called Westinghousing.
No.
That, like, that was what it meant to die from alternating current, apparently. But none of it worked. We all use alternating current. Nikola Tesla, you know, won out and enjoyed, as we all know, a very fine romance in his aging years with a pigeon in Bryant Square Park.
When this started, I was like, ooh, like a henchman, kind of like a bouncer. This would be a fun movie. And then I was like, no, I don't want the movie now.
No, he seems like the worst.
Yeah, yeah, terrifying.
I mean, back in the day, they really used to put on a show.
Yeah, they really did.
We're just like sitting in chairs with microphones, but they like would bring out like a horse. I mean, if I brought out a horse right now.
Yeah, by round of applause, who wants me to bring out the goat that I brought to execute it and show you the dangers of alternating current.
Wow.
Yeah. The 1890s truly were a terrible, horrible time. And also, like, that was like advertising then. Like, if we think like Instagram ads are terrible, which I guess we're all going to get, like, you know, ads now on our Instagram, right, about Tesla.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
They were so much worse in 1890. Yeah. That was a lot. I'm sorry. I just dropped a lot on you here. You look sad.
I mean, you just told the three vegans about a bunch of animals.
Is that why you're upset? Is this the horse? The person in the booth, is this the horse that was killed? I mean, you kind of have it hooked up to two things. I think this is a real picture.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so I just also want to say,
what is he holding? It's like a little hammer to complete the circle.
I also, look at the group of guys here, all like they got dressed up in their hats and their coats, and they're like, what are you doing today? And they're like, I'm going to go watch a horse get killed.
And you can tell clearly every wife stayed home. They're like, absolutely not.
Yeah, no wives. Like,
absolutely
not. You're going
not.
Where? No, thank you.
No.
What is this?
Why don't you just kill a goose on the way home?
Also, why would an artist capture this moment? Why would anybody draw this and be like, people are going to want to see this? And also, why would they electrocute the horse from the knees? That just seems rude. Look at how sad the horse is.
I know. I'm glad we've almost moved past the terror into hysterical laughter.
Wait,
does anybody else I hate to bring it down, but does anyone else see a miniature horse instead of a horse?
You think it's a normal size? You think they killed a pony?
I'm seeing a little tiny horse, and it's worse for me.
Yeah.
I think it's pregnant.
Oh, then it has three baby horses at home already.
Well, yeah, that's that horse that saved all those kids from that burning hospital. Surely they wouldn't electrocute it. Slash
wow.
Her.
I'm going to throw all my batteries away now.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, but you're upset by the story because of veganism?
No, I was just joking.
Yeah. Hey, a man was killed, yeah.
We were upset because you didn't have a picture. But right. Back now.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kurt.
Thank you. Give it up for Kurt, everybody. Making me look professional.
And to be clear, that was not Matt's fault. It's because I didn't email him to bring a picture.
It was 100% my fault.
No, not true.
I could have asked, you know, a question about it. But I would say Nikola Tesla, extremely sad story that people are now driving cars about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home and look up who else had henchmen. I'm not going to look any past that. I don't want to know the details.
Yeah. Also, I'm curious, the electricity duel, the current duel to me, is just a fact. Like, would anybody, why would you think, like, why would he put that out there? Like, what if Westinghouse had said yes? Like, yeah, sure, let's, yeah, like, also, are they going to attach the electrodes to the knees?
Yeah. This reminds me of Blu-rays versus HDVDs. But with much lower
in how, like how like when Blu-rays and HD DVDs came out, they were like, here's a dog.
They tried to like ram a dog inside a Sony PlayStation.
Put one through the machine just to show you the danger of HD DVD. Yeah, that was, it is a little bit like that, yeah.
Matt, that fact
yeah.
was as hot as David Bowie playing Nikola Tesla in the Christopher Nolan movie.
The Prestige.
The Prestige. Yeah. That's how hot that fact was.
All right.
Okay, Matt, that fact, it really looks like a bunch of dads like at the pool or something. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna say your fact is as hot as the secret lesbian couple, two of the wives of those men who are now like, oh, our husbands are busy, they're kissing.
Don't worry, they won't be back for
they
hours.
Won't be back.
They're
the horse.
They're electrocuting a horse.
How will they ride home?
We don't know.
And then also because the horse was electrocuted so quickly because they didn't understand electricity, they're like, oh, we're caught.
Matt, that fact.
I would watch that movie starring Tilda Swinton. Sorry, Lindsay. Sorry.
No, that's okay, because I'm still recovering from the fact and haven't thought of anything hot yet. So I was like, keep going with the lesbian film. Matt, your fact is as hot as a surprise when I went horse riding. I went on a horse riding party as a child, and my horse just rode off out of the party and they yelled at me, hold on. I was like, I'm not gonna wave. But it was a very exciting moment. So your fact is as hot as my surprise was age 8 when the little horse didn't follow the others around the track and I was like, bye. It returned. I'm here, obviously.
That was one suspicious horse. I have a good reason.
Nothing hotter than a horse at an 8-year-old's birthday party.
It wasn't even my part. Before we come to you to find out what you think the hottest fact of the night was, final chance, any facts out there for a $20 Starbucks gift card? There's no show potential is what I'm hearing.
Also, for a second, I thought you were mad at me. I was like, oh no. He seems angry. He's talking in like outside tones.
Leibniz was a philosopher as well and like did like a lot of work in the field of optimism. And it's also a biscuit. It's like a special type of biscuit with like chocolate there. And I always like to say that biscuit can be drunk with a glass half full of milk. And then that happens every single time. There's that like confused, hateful silence of like, it's 11:30 at night. Why would you say this to me? So yeah, thank you, Harsha, for reminding me of that.
My favorite Sesame Street character is Biscuit Monster. Yeah.
Okay, let's recap the facts. Chloe, your fact.
Yes, a Big Bird almost died on national television in a space shuttle.
Sure.
Cocaine bees!
Matthew!
Okay, I'm going to tell you everything again. Professor Brown was Thomas Edison's strictly demonic, needed to kill so many dogs and horses in order to prove something that wasn't true. Science henchman, like from The Sopranos.
Wild. Okay, we are going to go one by one for applause and whoop, starting with Chloe. So if you think Chloe's fact was the hottest of the night, please whoop and clap now.
Pretty good.
If you think Shams was the hottest fact of the night.
Oh my God. Free cocaine! Free cocaine!
For the people listening in the podcast, he is giving away free cocaine.
And if you think Matthew's fact was the hottest of the night, please whoop and clap and cheer now.
Ooh, not hotter than cocaine bees.
I think cocaine bean takes it. Bees, not beans. thank you so much. Thank you for your facts. Thank you for all participating. This has been Hot Girls with Trash. If you enjoy,
we have more Starbucks gift cards if there are more facts. I just want to say I brought them and you can have them. Bring a fact. Give me a fact.
Josh has a fact.
Oh boy, weird energy over here. Strange energy. Just calling it right now.
Have you guys ever heard of the movie Cool World?
Yes. With Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
1992, I believe.
So that movie is not about this.
This is going just how I thought it would, by the way.
But the movie was originally about a guy who has sex with a cartoon, and then the baby's born, and the baby's just like a fucked up like monster.
Is that you? Was it you?
Yeah, it was me. It was about me. This is a fact about me.
No, originally it was who fucked Roger Rabbit.
I'm sorry I interrupted. What was the rest of your fact? I'm sorry.
No, I guess that's really it. I want a gift card.
That's how you
did
work.
Win a gift card.
We have a hand raise in the back over here.
I'm coming.
My fact is that Frito-Lay workers in Kansas have been on strike since Monday, so don't eat Cheetos.
Wow.
Sorry, I just wanted to ruin everyone's night. My apologies.
That's right. This was a test all along.
Take it back.
Don't eat the Cheetos. Don't buy them. I'm coming back through the curtain. Any other hands? Oh, wait, I've got to come back.
Oh, no.
So the ketogenic diet was originally developed in the 1920s to treat epilepsy in children. But then it was popularized by a guy named Jim Abrams, not a doctor, a film producer who wrote and directed and executive produced the film Airplane.
What?
Yep. He was so excited about the ketogenic diet because it helped his kid get over epilepsy that he wrote a made-for-TV movie called First Do No Harm about his experience with his kid and doctors not believing that the ketogenic diet worked. But instead of casting someone to play him, he cast Meryl Streep as the parent. And so it's like a Lifetime movie about of doctors not believing this woman who believes in the ketogenic diet, and somehow it became a weight loss thing.
What? Thank you so much. That's a great fact.
Oh,
was there any other hands? I saw one. Chloe, you need to get me one more from your bag.
You okay?
Don't mix it up with the weed. Also, Chloe, it's a wireless mic. You can take it with you.
Oh, give me a good fact, and you might get a little treat.
Give me two mics. How many do you have in that magic power?
I have a fact about avocados, which I hope it's not been on the show before.
Better be positive. I love those things.
Please don't let avocados be on strike.
Please don't tell me avocados are getting canceled or some bullshit here.
There's plenty of reasons to love them, and they also have the ability to change gender expressions regularly because they have flowers. Apparently, some of them have flowers that are pollen producing in the morning and pollen receiving in the evening.
Wow.
And they can like switch over day to day, and in their home climate, in the heat, they need to be partnered up with other avocados that have the opposite schedule. But in the cold, they figured out in Australia they can self-fertilize because they don't want to date, I guess.
Avocados.
Give it up for avocados. That's amazing.
Thank you so much.
The David Bowie of vegetables. Is it a vegetable or is it a fruit? Avocado.
Fruit.
Isn't it a berry?
This is a room that cares about if avocado is a vegetable or a fruit.
I believe it's technically a berry or something like that. Okay. Yeah, I know because it's in a sketch I'm doing here next week.
If you're free on Saturday at 10 p.m., the foundation.
Take it away, because it's late.
Thank you so much for coming tonight. This is Hot Goss with Trash. If you enjoy this, we have a podcast called Hot Goss with Trash as well. Thank you so much, Matthew Starr, for coming and being our guest tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Please go share everything you've learned. And also, please go. It's late. It's a Sunday night. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming out.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. We learned people would rather give cocaine to bees.
Thanks for listening to the Apocalypse Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, go to apocalypsepodcastnetwork.com. And remember, every time you support one of our sponsors, you're supporting the podcast you just heard.